540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Beef. The Consumer Price Index for June up 3% over this time last year, and that's a lot better than analysts expected. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
We did have that month-over-month decline. It doesn't mean that prices overall are dropping. It means that the rate of the increase of prices is slowing down.
It could fuel a Fed decision on interest rate cuts. Senior House Democrat tells CBS News they expect many more Democrats to come forward today and tomorrow to urge President Biden to drop his reelection bid. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
There are plenty who are calling for his withdrawal behind the scenes. It reminds me of all the Republicans who've complained about President Trump, but will never say so publicly.
The remnants of Hurricane Beryl washed out roads and forced evacuations in Vermont. Barry Mayor Tom Lawson.
Just take care of each other. Check on your neighbors. I mean, listen, we are all anxious right now. But right now, we're at the mercy of Mother Nature.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK News is sponsored by Horizons Law Group, where they educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best. HorizonsLaw.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit brought by a conservative group. Sarah Godlewski is agreeing to respond to all future requests. Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug LaFollette resigned early last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prearranged agreement. Democrats running in local races in battleground states are outpolling President Biden. Democrats like Arizona's Priya Sundaresan say they're counting on those so-called reverse coattails.
Despite how people might feel about the federal government or federal candidates, state legislative candidates are inspiring voters.
Wisconsin's Greta Neubauer says new legislative maps have energized Democratic voters and new candidates who stayed home under gerrymandered maps. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The hotel operators say they want a criminal investigation. The death of Devontae Mitchell outside the Hyatt Regency in Milwaukee has led to the firing of multiple hotel employees. There is also a homicide investigation by the county district attorney. Video shows Mitchell being forcefully restrained by four people, with one heard making a comment about Mitchell entering a ladies' room. Reverend Al Sharpton is scheduled to speak at Mitchell's funeral today. The medical examiner has not yet released their report. Waukesha is embracing the spirit of winter in the summer. There are several winter and July events scheduled for this week. The festivities kick off with the Waukesha Civic Band's midwinter concert tonight in Cutler Park. That's followed by a winter pool party at Buckner Pool on Saturday. The celebration concludes with an outdoor screening of the Polar Express in Cutler Park Sunday. That'll feature crafts and a special visitor from the North Pole. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Brewers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing 12-2 the other night, the Brewers came back and shut out the Pirates 9-0 thanks to a great pitching performance by rookie right-hander Tobias Myers. And home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Willie Adames on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
1-2 to Adames. In the air, left field, hit well. It is up, it is gone. Just inside the foul pole. Willie Adames with a three-run home run. Brewers extend their lead to 9-0.
Tobias Myers pitched 8 scoreless innings, the only rookie to do so twice this year. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, Tobias was attacking, which he's been most times. You got to put Contreras in the conversation because Contreras really did guide him through.
Myers on the Brewers' defense.
They're amazing every single night. I don't think they get enough credit. I think they're amazing.
That's Tobias Myers. The series wrapping up today. An update tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WAUK weather is sponsored by Planet X in Brookfield. Stocked with the freshest cigars at the best prices. 173rd and West Blue Mound Road.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer with a high of 80 into the weekend. A few isolated thunderstorms, warmer, a lot more humid with mid-80s Saturday, low 90s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Introducing Brookfield's newest cigar and vape shop, Planet X. They have endless options with their wide variety of products. Experience luxury in their expansive cigar room, stocked with only the freshest cigars. And the best part? Planet X offers the cheapest prices in Brookfield. Open to serve you Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until midnight, and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Come in today for cigars, vapes, and much more at Planet X.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'd like to thank Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, for doing what he does every Thursday from 8 to 9 on the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media. But I want to say a couple of things. Tony, counting days to the RNC. So, Tony, I want to say to you and all of you within the sound of my voice that Civic Media is going to be, from the onset of the RNC, we will be present. We will be on the ground. We will be there in numbers. My colleagues and I are going to be everywhere at the Republican convention, and Civic Media is going to play a prominent role in bringing you, hour by hour information on what's happening at the Republican National Convention. I'm going to be on the floor at the convention and all over the place. I'm excited about having the opportunity to, you know, bring information to you guys. Many of our shows are going to be broadcast from there, not mine, because mine starts too early. But I am going to be around and bringing you up-to-date interviews and all those kind of things. So I'm really excited about, you know, what Civic Media's role is going to be in the Republican National Convention. You won't have to worry, because we're going to be there and making sure that you are aware of what is happening, thanks to all of those at Civic Media. Now, I just want to say, this is an article, man, that is as powerful as any. And it's in today's political. And I'm going to read two paragraphs. I don't normally read things on the air, but I'm going to read these two paragraphs in their entirety. Well, actually three. because I don't want to, the entirety of the article certainly takes too long, but this will give you the gist of it. And again, this is today, this is the New York Times editorial board that calls Trump unfit to lead. The board called directly on voters to, and this is again the New York Times editorial board. The board called directly on voters to use their power at the ballot box against Donald Trump, regardless of who is ultimately on the ballot opposing him. I repeat, regardless of who's on the ballot opposing him. A scathing five-part piece by the New York Times editorial board published today leaves no room for doubt about who they think should be elected in November. Anyone but Donald Trump. Mr. Trump has shown a character unworthy of the responsibilities of the presidency. The board made up of 14 Times opinion journalists wrote, he has demonstrated an utter lack of respect for the Constitution, the rule of law, and the American people. Instead of a cogent vision for the country's future, Mr. Trump is animated by a thirst for political power, to use the levers of government to advance his interests and satisfy his impulses and exact retribution against those who he thinks have wronged him. The board breaks their reasons Trump should not lead the country into five things they believe matter. Number one, moral fitness, principled leadership, a character, a president's words, and the rule of law. Let me repeat those five again. Things they believe matter: moral fitness, principled leadership, character, a president's words, and the rule of law. Not only does the Times denounce Trump as an individual, it places Trump and the Republican Party as one in the same ahead of the upcoming convention. A once great political party now serves the interests of one man, a man as demonstrably unsuited for the office of president as any to run in the long history of the Republic. I repeat, a once great political party now serves the interests of one man, a man demonstrably unsuited for the office of president as any to run in the long history of the Republic, a man whose values, temperament, ideals, and language are directly opposed to so much of what has made this country great. They wrote, nearly 2 weeks ago, the board also wrote that President Joe Biden should step aside as the presumptive Democratic nominee after his startling debate performance, writing that leveling the presidential race would be the greatest public service. Mr. Biden can now perform. Their reasoning for calling on Biden to leave hinges on the same beliefs as the editorial published Thursday. Trump cannot and should not be president in their eyes. 844-967-2789. Nobody can say that they're biased. They clearly called on President Biden to step aside, to step down. But even in the face of them calling for him to step aside and step down, they didn't give the warnings that they gave about Donald Trump. 844-967-2789 is the number. That should get anyone who is talking about supporting Donald Trump to think. And you can say, well, they're biased, they're liberals, they're left-leaning. These are the same people who last week called on Joe Biden to step aside. But they were not as demonstrative as they were about sending a message about why Donald Trump should not be elected. 15, you know, of the top, you know, editorial writers in the entire United States have come together to send a warning. Many of us are concerned. We know it. We know that we don't want Donald Trump to become president of the United States. We know that if Donald Trump becomes the president of the United States, it'll be the biggest mistake that this nation has ever, you know, made in the history of the nation. This is what they are saying. Understand the times and what must be done. Understand the times that we are in. If you dismiss it, if you say, well, these are just partisan hacks, you know, everybody's trying to sound the alarm. You should have saw, don't take my word for it. Look at Donald Trump on yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about Donald Trump at his rally on yesterday. And some of the things that he said, YouTube it, Google it. You don't have to take my word for it. And tell me that's a sane man. Especially those of you who support him. You know, attacking people about how they look. If there was ever somebody who shouldn't say anything about the way somebody looks, it's Donald Trump. I mean, come on, man. He talked about President Biden and how he looked, Calvin, sitting in some swim trunks. And Donald Trump made mockery of that. Can you imagine what Donald Trump looks like in some swim trunks, Calvin? Or do you not, have you had your breakfast yet?
Yeah, I'm going to hold off on picturing that.
He talked about the fact that he believed that Joe Biden has had many, many facelifts that attribute to the way he looks now. Have you looked at Donald Trump?
Yeah, I just find it odd. Like, I would never spend this much time considering another person's appearance.
He talked about Joe Biden's hair. How can anybody with that saying, with hair looking like Donald Trump's, publicly talk about somebody else's hair? I mean, the man is really, he's sick. And we can talk about Joe Biden is, you know, slow down. Joe Biden is suffering from these kind of things. And I've said some things. But the one thing we can honestly say about the difference between the two, Joe Biden is not a threat to the world. Donald Trump is a threat to the world. You, anybody who sees him, and again, you know, the fact that, see it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. YouTube it. Google it. Donald Trump's press, his sideshow that he had on yesterday. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into a Thursday edition of the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
They're taking black jobs. Okay, ma'am, so what is a black job?
Come on, bro, you know exactly what Trump meant.
Well, I'm sure he meant doctors, lawyers, and teachers, right?
Right, keep going.
Entrepreneurs, CEOs?
Not really.
Supreme Court justices?
Probably not.
Presidents, vice presidents?
Oh, that's funny.
So Trump must be hiring at one of his failed businesses or something.
Maybe, but you know he doesn't hire us.
Because my black job is paying me way more under Biden than Trump.
Yes, and my black job is starting my very own small business under this president, Biden. He actually sees us.
Hey, speaking of black jobs, I got a black job for you.
What's that?
Making sure the guy that said that?
Trump?
Yes, Trump. Never becomes president again.
I bet. I'm in.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for president.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
All right. Welcome back to Thursday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before I go to the phone lines, this is the end of the this little, you know, editorial writing from the 14 top editorial writers in the New York Times. Mr. Trump has shown character unworthy of the responsibilities of the presidency. The board made up of 14 Times opinion journalists wrote, he has demonstrated an utter lack of respect for the Constitution, the rule of law, and the American people. Instead of a cogent vision for the country's future. On Thursday, they called directly on voters to use their power at the ballot box against Trump, regardless of who is ultimately on the ballot opposing him. We urge voters to see the dangers of a second Trump term clearly and to reject it. When someone fails so many fundamental tests, you don't give him the most important job in the world, the board concludes, and they have never made a statement like this in the history of the Times. That ought to tell you something. Tom, what's going on?
The bottom line is Project 2025. We can't take our eye off that ball. Project 2025 makes him into an authoritarian dictator, which for those people out there that think, oh, it's not going to happen, that's whatever. Yeah, Mein Kampf, that's what Hitler said in his book. If you're going to tell a lie, tell a big one. But remember, every time Donald Trump's lips are moving, every time a Republican's lips, not a Republican, a common Republican, but a Republican in power is speaking, they're lying. And if they're spewing it, they're doing it. But please, Project 2025, if you don't want to get into all 900 pages, just go to Wikipedia. Again, that's, I would think, an unbiased source, Wikipedia. And just put in Project 2025. And it will tell you exactly what it is that they plan to do. This is not a joke, you guys. This is absolute truth. And again, the Supreme Court has already given some of those powers to the executive branch.
Or
it's just putting the executive branch on steroids.
Or Tom, if they don't want to do that, Sandy Williams will be joining me again on tomorrow as we complete, you know, 3 days this week of explaining what's in Project 2025. You know, you can go to our site, Calvin, again, where can they go?
You can go to civicmedia.us/shows and find the Earl Ingram Show. You can also search the Earl Ingram Show wherever you listen to podcasts.
And you'll get Sandy Williams as he has the, you know, Monday of this week, Tuesday, and now Friday, completely covering Project 2025. Tom, what you want to say in closing?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, also be aware of the media because they always like doing the both sides-ism. There is no both sides-ism when the democracy is going to die. So, you know, they always try to find something that Joe Biden said, so therefore Donald Trump said this. We're not in that world right now, people. And I would say for anybody that's listened to me over the years on Earl's show and everything like that, myself as a gay man, I am scared to death. And I would hope that people like Gary and CJ and people like that would actually stop. And I mean, if they have any type of liking for me at all, that they would really think about the fact that I could be basically put in a camp. And I am not joking about this. I'm not being hyperbolic about it. I'm being honest about exactly what it is that Project 2025 wants to do. And honestly, I'm a very good person.
Tom,
I would hope that you guys would think about that when you're voting.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. Hey Susan, you say what?
Thank you for everything that you have done in promoting what's going on, Project 2025. It's not really, we're running for our freedom. We're voting for our freedom. And people have to understand, we're not voting Trump. We're not voting Biden. We're voting for the American way of life. And if they continue to support Trump, if they continue to support this propaganda and these lies of Trump and the Heritage Foundation and everything that we have grown to learn about what's going on in this country, and they still vote that way, then they're deadly wrong. They're going to lose their freedoms. And it's not just for themselves, but they have to think of their children and their children's children. What is going to happen to them down the road? And if you think that the Heritage family, once they grab a hold of the White House and the our liberties, our freedoms, do you think they're going to give them back? No, not on one day of your life. You're going to have to fight for them back. And I'd hate to see another civil war in this country. One, for me, was enough. So keep on going, Earl. I believe in you.
Hey, thank you very much, Susan. You know, I will just say this. You know, it's for Republicans who continue to support him, knowing that he is, you know, you can say, well, Joe Biden is too old, he's senile, and you Democrats keep supporting a man that's too old and senile. And I'd say to those people on the other side, you're supporting a man who is equally, you know, as old almost as President Biden. He may not be senile, but he is crazy. And he is absolutely crazy. If you listen to, you know, what I listened to yesterday and have listened to now for 40 years with Donald Trump, there's no question. He's getting worse by the day. You want to talk about Joe Biden getting, you know, losing it more each day. He's not a madman. Donald Trump is a madman who says nothing that makes any sense, nothing at all. And even in the face of that, don't take my word for it, go to CNN, Google it. You'll see what he said yesterday. And some people will say, oh, well, he's getting better. No, he's not. He can't help it. It's not even just the lies. It's the fact that he's delusional. And if you want a delusional guy, you know, leading the world, I don't have to tell you where that's headed. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a black man killed during a struggle with security guards in Milwaukee last month say they don't want his case forgotten. Milwaukee is gearing up for next week's Republican National Convention. Devontae Mitchell's family says they saw security video of guards punching and kicking him, and he was not armed. It's not clear why Mitchell was at the hotel or why the confrontation started. Donald Trump has a 9-point lead among voters age 50 and older in Wisconsin. That's from a new poll from the AARP. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters are worried about Social Security and unhappy about the economy.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. People just driving into Milwaukee will face challenges next week as the city prepares to host the RNC. There will be a number of road closures. The DOT is warning about the temporary shutdown of the Hone Bridge, plus there will be long-term closures on ramps off 794 and 145. There are also lots of parking restrictions. The RNC starts Monday. Dirt was turned this week in Milwaukee County on a new $30 million youth correctional facility. It's a step in the effort to close the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake youth prisons. The Milwaukee County Center for Youth will provide a 32-bed secure residential care center. It'll allow judges to sentence youth offenders to a facility closer to their families and support systems. The project is part of a larger statewide juvenile justice reform initiative, aiming to get offenders back into their communities more quickly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Let It Go news, actress Minnie Driver says marrying Josh Brolin would have been the biggest mistake of her life. This comes just 23 short years after they were engaged for 5 months back in 2001. Entertainment Weekly says Driver's relationship issues stem from the actress finding out at age 12 that her father was secretly married to another woman and had an entirely different family. Sounds like Brolin is the one who sidestepped that landmine. In a related story, I'm thrilled I never married my 7th grade girlfriend, Penelope. David Duchovny says he auditioned for all three of the male lead roles on the show Full House. On his Fail Better podcast, the X-Files and Californication star said he thought for sure he would get one of the roles and it would change his life. After being completely shut out, Duchovny talked producers into letting him read for the role of Michelle Tanner, but was beat out by the Olsen twins. It's a tough business. I mean, even if he had a twin. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Mosquito Joe of Waukesha. For a SWAT-free summer, call 262-232-7570.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer with a high of 80 into the weekend. A few isolated thunderstorms, warmer, a lot more humid with mid-80s Saturday, low 90s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
WAUK and the Waukesha County Airport invite you to another fun Food Truck Friday, this Friday from 11 until 1:30. Every Friday, area food trucks park on the ramp at the airport and the public's free to come on the grounds. Enjoy the airport and planes while partaking in the food truck delights. This Friday, it's Bangin' Burgers and Marco Polo, and the Royal Family Kids Heartland is volunteering. The event sponsored this week by Spring City Aviation. Come enjoy lunch at a unique setting, the Waukesha County Airport with WAUK.
What's bugging you?
A family picnic in our own backyard sounded like a great idea, but no.
They know what's bugging you, and Mosquito Joe's Mosquito and Tick Service can fix it. Call Mosquito Joe of Waukesha County. They'll give your yard an effective treatment that starts working immediately to eliminate those pests. Mosquito Joe, making outside fun again. Call Mosquito Joe today, 262-232-7570.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We build up to the RNC MKE 2024, and we bring you the latest Trump outrage, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
All things and what
what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines and Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning, Brendan. You say what?
I just wanted to echo what Tom said. It struck a nerve because I have a gay daughter, and she's in her 30s. She's a beautiful person. She shames no one. She hates no one. I can't even get her to say a miskind word about Trump. But we're out here, Tom, and we also appreciate what Earl does. And, you know, the revolution would start at my daughter's front door the day they came for her. So it's not going to happen. American people are going to stand up and do the right thing. And Earl, I just want to say I'm looking forward to your first Marjorie Taylor Greene interview at the RNC.
Well, I'm certainly gonna, you know, find her, and I have no problems with, you know, interviewing her. But that's what I'm going to be doing a lot of. I'm really excited about it, man. You know, to be able to be right in the thick of it. And every day, the next day, bringing that information to you guys about, you know, what I experienced is what my plan is for every day of that convention. So I'm, you know, you don't have to deal with it, Brendan. I'll deal with it for everybody. Thank you for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Let me go here because, you know, we constantly talk about the difference. Let's go back to Mike quickly from Kenosha. All right, Mike, you're back up.
Thank you, sir. Hey, you real quick for those people that say that, you know, this can't come to fruition. It's just talk and that kind of thing. Let me remind people what happened during the Reagan administration. When Congress said, no, you can't start your little wars, we're not going to allow you to fund your little wars in Central America. What did they do? They went around the Boland Amendment.
Crack cocaine.
And they went as far as teaching the gangs on both coasts how to make crack cocaine, and a crack cocaine epidemic then swept across this country while sweeping up millions of victims. That's what they wanted to do, and that's what they chose to do, I should say, because they wanted to have their little arms deals going on with Iran. So if you don't think that Project 2025 is anything but a pipe dream, think again. They'll also, by the way, deregulate Wall Street to the point where we have a crash and we have to bail them out, and then we create this thing called quantitative easing, which buys all these trillions now dollars worth of dead weight assets of the banks, bad investments. So we the people buy these things up so we can keep them liquid. If you don't think that we're the pawns, we the people are the pawns in their little game, look at history, and history will show you something completely different.
Hey,
you gotta
Mike.
Take it seriously, people.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let me point out again the difference between Republican views on things and Democratic views on things. Calvin. So they're about to put vending machines in grocery stores where you can buy your ammo out of the vending machines in the grocery stores. It's already happening in different parts of the country. You have to ask the question, Why would you put ammo machines in the grocery stores, Kevin? Why is it that important, man, that you need to get your ammo that quickly that you can buy it at the same time you're buying milk and cereal for your children?
Yeah, I guess I'm confused why you don't need to present identification to buy that.
Well, you have to present identification. I'm not going to say that that's not the case, but shoppers at select grocery stores around the South can pick up something new. Ammunition dispensed from a high-tech vending machine that contains plentiful assortments of 12-gauge shotgun shells and 9mm rounds. Listen, there are all sorts of places you can buy ammunition. Why does it have to be incorporated in grocery stores, man? What is that, Calvin?
Yeah, I guess for convenience, but why are you shooting your gun so much that you need the convenience of picking up milk and bullets at the same time?
Man, the company behind the machines, American Rounds, has installed the dispensers in about 10 grocery stores in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Texas, and is planning to expand to Colorado and other places. Listen, man, you know, we got people, you know, who own guns in this audience. And as I stated before, man, I don't. But people have a constitutional right to own guns. I just think it's absolutely insane and bankrupt to sell ammunition in the grocery store, man. Why? Well, I guess because we can do it. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You're a guy who owns firearms. Would you support selling ammunition in, you know, in these machines, you know, in the grocery stores?
Well, you know, Earl, when I go to the store, so far, I usually have a last, you know, milk, eggs, cereal, chips, nuts, whatever, but I don't have, and two boxes of 45 hollow points. I don't have that on the list. I'm sorry. But I've got something that might end all of this. And I'm serious. I came up with a slogan. I might have this printed for a bumper sticker. Election 2024, feeble or felon, you decide.
It's catchy, Bill. the feeble is a bit harsh, but it is catchy. Thank you very much for the call. No, it just makes no sense. Where do these people get these ideas, Calvin? And why doesn't somebody say to them, hey, Calvin, that just doesn't make any sense?
To be completely honest with you, this sounds like something out of a video game, so I'm kind of worried that that's where they got the idea.
Oh, well, yeah, but then before it comes to fruition, shouldn't somebody on the conservative side have the common sense to say, hey, guys, we just don't think this is a good idea before it winds up coming to pass?
It's just an odd thing, because I know, if I remember correctly, at most like Supercenter Walmarts that have like a sporting goods section, they do have ammunition that you can purchase, but it's behind a locked cabinet. Right. And you have to talk to a cashier. So I'm not understanding why you need to have it in a vending machine.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to get me a Coke, and the guy next to me is buying his ammunition. Come on, man. And it's successful, or they wouldn't be expanding it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, come on, man. In a grocery store, you know, Republicans, there's something about them, man. Let me go to this story, because we haven't talked about Gaza in a while and what's taking place. And I'm sorry, this has gotten so far out of whack, out of control, that you know, man, this is hurting President Biden. And I don't think there's anything he can do to stop Israel. Israel strike hits Gaza soccer game, killing dozens witnesses say. So an Israeli missile slammed into a tent encampment in South Gaza on Tuesday, just as displaced people had gathered there to watch a football match at a school, eyewitnesses said Wednesday. At least 30 people, mostly women and children, were killed in the strike, according to Palestinian officials, which took place as spectators crowded the school grounds in Abasan, east of the city of Khan Yunis, and hawkers sold smoothies and biscuits. They were watching a football match. There were injuries and martyrs. I witnessed this. People thrown around and body parts scattered. Blood, a young woman said. And the response by Israel was that they saw a militant. So the Israeli military said it was reviewing reports that civilians were harmed. It said the incident occurred when it struck with a precise munition a Hamas fighter who took part in the October 7th raid on Israel that triggered the war. Okay, they saw one Hamas fighter who they say took part in what took place during that horrible day in Israel. But to send a rocket into a populated place to get one person, I'm sorry, it's unacceptable. It's inhumane. How can that be justified? Come on. And this continues to go on. Well, we got the one fighter. I mean, to say that, again, not Earl's words. Precise munitions, a Hamas fighter who took part in the October 7th raid. A singular. And that's what was reason and rationale enough to send a rocket into women and children getting a respite from a horrible war at a youth soccer game, killing 29 women and children. Enough already. Enough already. You know, when does it end? 844-967-2789. The value of a life is equal. No life is more valuable than another in the world that I live in. I don't know about the world that others live in, but in the world that I live in, whether you're a Palestinian or an Israeli, life is equal. It's precious. And everybody deserves a chance at life. And nobody has a right to determine when somebody else's life ends. Only the Creator. That's what I believe. What do you believe? 844-967-2789. You got to call this out. It has to end. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
They're taking black jobs? Okay, man, so what is a black job?
Come on, bro, you know exactly what Trump meant.
Well, I'm sure he meant
Doctors, lawyers, and teachers, right?
Right. Keep going.
Entrepreneurs, CEOs?
Not really.
Supreme Court justices?
Probably not.
Presidents, vice presidents?
Oh, that's funny.
So Trump must be hiring at one of his failed businesses or something.
Maybe, but you know he doesn't hire us.
Ha, because my black job is paying me way more under Biden than Trump.
Yes, and my black job is starting my very own small business under this president, Biden. He actually sees us.
Hey, speaking of black jobs, I got a black job for you.
What's that?
Making sure the guy that said that?
Trump?
Yes, Trump. Never becomes president again.
All right, bet. I'm in.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for president.
The Shaw, WAUK.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. You can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down the words how wonderful life is while you're.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Man's inhumanity to man continues. And I just, you know, because it's not on the front page anymore, and because it's not leading the evening news anymore, the continued slaughter of the Palestinian people is just not right. And we should be bringing pressure to our government to say we can't support this. We should not continue to support the known killing of, you know, Palestinian women and children to get one man. Okay, if there's one guy, go get him. It can't be acceptable to send a rocket to get one guy. You killed 30 innocent women and children, and you say, I got him. What is that? That's monstrous. And the rest of the world is talking about it. But we in this nation, we aren't. We are silent. And it's just not right. Civilians flee Gaza assault. Leaflets were dropped on Gaza City on Wednesday. I remember leaflets being dropped by the United States in Hiroshima and Nagasaki before we hit them with nuclear weapons. Leaflets. Hey, you better go. Go where? How? It's not humane to say we dropped leaflets and told them to go. There's nowhere to go. So, again, leaflets were dropped on Gaza City on Wednesday, this time with a map marking safe routes for the evacuation of the whole city, not just certain districts. The Israeli leaflets urged civilians to head south to the central Gaza Strip. They've gone back and forth, as Gaza has been destroyed. And then as they moved away from Gaza, they wound up returning to Gaza because where they were then got destroyed. And so they came back to Gaza. And now they're demanding that they leave Gaza because they want to continue with the destruction. The city, home to more than a quarter of Gaza's population before the war, was destroyed by an Israeli assault in the first weeks of fighting last year. But hundreds of thousands of Gazans are believed to have returned to the ruins in recent months. Israeli forces patrolled the main road to the coast. Snipers commandeered rooftops of some high-rise buildings still standing, and tanks were stationed inside the headquarters of the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency's, residents said. The Israeli military said in a statement its forces were continuing operations in Gaza City against militants of Hamas, its ally Islamic Jihad, who they said had operated from inside UNRWA facilities, using them as a base for attacks. You know, again, amid Gaza war protests, the website profiled students and accused them of hatred. I don't know. Because we don't talk about it doesn't mean it's not happening. You know, it has to end. The world is calling for it to end. The United States, that gives Israel weapons and military dollars and money, $4 billion a year in addition to weaponry, has some leverage. My God. To send a rocket into a place where all those women and children are, to get one man and say, we got him, and kill 30 women and children, is ungodly. I'm sorry. And that stuff must come to an end. All right. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. You know, give it some thought. We got to speak out. We speak out about everything else. Got to speak out about that. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. I really want to thank Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, for, you know, doing what he does. I'll be back tomorrow with my co-host, Sandy Williams, and we'll continue. Calvin, thank you. Up next, Jane Madner, Madner on Air, and Greg Bach. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. Well, I put down in the world how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it is the final leg of the VP Olympics. Does Trump go with the weird guy with the beard, man from Florida, or the governor that nobody's heard of? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Before President Biden sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, he made the call to Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my father, when you get knocked down, just get back up.
From now and through the election, count on Civic Media to give you unparalleled front row access to the stories and newsmakers that matter most. Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us. When you need real news and great conversation, count on us, the Civic Media Radio Network. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.